Good morning, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Night Talker. This is R.D. Pierce, and I am the Dream Whisperer. Hi, everybody. It's wonderful to have you join me again, and I am looking forward to having a very, very good show tonight. I wanted to take up from where I left off last time about dream symbols, dream words, dream numbers, and particularly tonight I want to touch on extra people in the dream, which, you know, we've touched on this before. For all my new listeners, I have looked at extra people in your dreams as being other parts of you that are just coming out or emerging or different characteristics of you. Now, for my new listeners, in this program, I want to lay the foundation for you to be able to interpret your own dreams, because I believe that once you understand what's going on inside of you, it will help you when you are awake in your conscious life. I also believe that God talks to you through your dreams and helps you solve problems, particularly if there's some things that are bothering you, things that you have been working on trying to finish or make it through or figure out. Dream about it. Dream about it, and you will find a solution to it. Okay, last time we ran out of time because we looked at one very intricate dream, and I don't want to do that tonight. So I'm going to just take a pause break, and then I'm going to start with our first dream, and we're going to look at a lot of different symbols in it and some things about different characters and talk about different characters. All right, just hold on just a moment and enjoy the music. All right, welcome back to Night Talker, and I have a very interesting dream. It's a short one, but I believe that you will find this one extremely interesting because it is so short, and it also pulls in different elements that I want to highlight tonight. Okay, let's get into the dream. I'm going to read it to you, then we're going to go back and look at some of the symbolisms in it and also ask or discover what the dreamer was experiencing during waking life. Okay, here we go. I was getting prepared to leave the house in a moment's notice. I had a small bag packed and went to a strange kitchen, but the stove had a strange light coming out, so I went into another room. The younger kids came and tried to cook. Lights went off everywhere. I tried to turn off the stove and was shocked a little. I toughed it out and turned off the stove. The scene changed where I had to leave, and a larger man grabbed me and started to carry me. I thought, I am heavy. He picked me up again, and I was at peace. Okay, this dream ends on a very happy note. I was at peace, is what the dreamer says. So let's work on some of the symbolisms in here, some of the symbolisms from her dream. I was getting prepared to leave the house at a moment's notice. I had a small bag packed and went to the kitchen, to the strange kitchen, but the stove had a strange light coming out, so I went into another room. My regular listeners will know that when I have a dream, and I think it's purely just a message dream, a communication dream, not a premonition or a dream that you're a prophecy dream. I want to tell them that it is a dream about yourself. Usually, the people that are in the dream are just facets of you, the strangers, the familiar people that you know, familiar faces, the unfamiliar faces, and the house usually represents you. So as this dreamer was getting ready to leave the house in a moment's notice, some things happened where the dreamer was went to the kitchen being a place where you prepare the food, a place where what you take in is take into your house. That's where it's prepared. That's where it's taken to be disseminated throughout your body. Okay, the stove is where you prepare what you take in. The stove is what makes sure things are well done, things are cooked, things are just right. So we see the owner of this house getting ready to leave it. We see the owner carrying a small bag into her central area, and there was something strange going on with the stove. There was a strange light coming out, so the owner left, went to another room. But the younger kids came. Younger kids, I asked about the personality of the people in the dream. The younger kids were seen as flighty and unorganized. So the younger kids decided, hey, I'm gonna cook anyway. They started to cook, and it shocked them. They could not cook. So the main dreamer toughed it out and turned off the stove. Okay, so the scene changes where the dreamer had to leave, and a larger man grabbed the dreamer and started to carry the dreamer off. So the larger man, what kind of characteristics he had were happy and kind. This man reminded the dreamer of someone that she had met at work. Just happy, go lucky, take life in stride kind of person. So here comes the thought, I am heavy. What's heavy in your dreams? Heavy from emotional ties, heavy from working so hard, heavy from thinking about things that's going on in your life. But then this happy little person picked up the dreamer again, and the dreamer was at peace. Okay, in the dreamer's waking life, she relayed to me that she felt where she felt like she was being carried was through some of the projects that she has to do for work and different organizations. She felt like she wasn't able to catch up. She felt like she was starting over. She has started a new diet. She's feeling better, but she's also feeling tired and weighed down from all the excess. So there's two themes that are going on in the dreamer's waking life. She is overwhelmed by some of the projects that she's doing, and two, she has started a new eating plan. Now, eating for me goes along with the kitchen being prepared in that part of her house being her. So we worked a little bit, and we threw out some different kinds of suggestions. And remember, when you are working with another person or even with yourself, it's okay to explore different ideas. So I was getting prepared to leave the house at a moment's notice. The dreamer was getting prepared to work out, to change her house, change and leave her house to another house, a new body. Through exercise and eating right, or eating differently. The younger kids came, the flighty, unorganized part of her decided, hey, we're gonna cook. We're going to put what we want into the body. But they got shocked. They couldn't do it. They were warned off by electricity. Almost like your body saying, no, you can't do that. You have to follow this rule. Get my unorganized people away. The person that was able to turn off the stove to put things back in order was the dreamer. So, the responsible one. Then, when the scene changes towards the end of the dream, where the larger man, the happy, kind personality part of her, started to carry the dreamer thinks, I'm too heavy. Now, if you go back to all the projects that this dreamer has, you can say, oh, she's overwhelmed by projects. Or you can go back to how she's changing her body, how she's trying to make her step out in a new life, in a new healthy life. I'm too heavy. But then she gave away those thoughts. She thought, I'm too heavy. But the happy-go-lucky, kind personality picked her up again. And when she let go of those thoughts, didn't think she was too heavy, she was able to be at peace. So, this dream resonated with the dreamer in that she felt as though she was coming into a new her. She felt that her happy self was coming again. And it had to do with her not eating, so making poor choices when she ate. Okay, I liked that dream. It was a short dream and I really, really liked it. Okay, so as we saw in the dream, we saw the characters in the dream, different facets of the dreamer. We saw the house symbol in the dream relating to parts of the body directly. And we saw the dreamer, the actual main subject, getting ready to leave, getting ready to move to a different house, having her little small bag packed and ready to go at a moment's notice. So I hope you can take some of those ideas and use them when you're interpreting your own dreams. Okay, next up, we're going to have another dream with even more symbols. And this one's a really fun dream. And actually, this one's mine. And it's almost like the dream we just went through. But it's a little bit longer, as my dreams always are. I don't know why. I'm not sleeping that long every night, but let me just go through the dream with you. This was an interesting dream. I have had this dream, I guess, a couple of nights ago, and it was funny because in the dream, I was dreaming about my little girl. Okay, so I'm going to read the dream to you. I was in my house with my mom and realized that I had left my small daughter at the timeshare. My mother received a phone call, and even though I could not hear the person on the other end, I knew that she was being told that my daughter was alone and running amok in the timeshare. I heard a voice in the dream. It was my voice saying, "Why did you leave her?" I went to the timeshare to get her, and she appeared in the car. I had to go inside to check out, and when I did, I left her in the car. As I tried to find the front desk, hallways started to appear and I was lost. I sat on an exercise chair and maneuvered down the hallway. I made it to the front desk, and a family was ahead of me talking about their bill. The aunt of several children was asking about the charges on the bill. There was an exercise use fee, and the family was a little bit upset about having to pay that extra fee. The elevator door opened, and the mother of the children appeared, and she came over and she looked at the bill and asked the attendant to help her out. She decided that the aunt should be responsible for the fee since she was the one that used the exercise facility. I was next and was handed a bill. The bill showed a negative 95, and I thought that it would be more because I'd actually left my daughter in the timeshare, and instead of the whole week that you usually have, I left her like a week and a day. Okay, so I was a little bit excited that, I didn't have any money. I didn't have to pay any money. And the attendant saw it, and she was a little bit shocked, and she told another attendant at the front desk to run a closer bill. I can't remember exactly what she said, but she said, run this closer. I knew that this might be bad. So anyway, she gave me the bill, and then that next bill said that I had owed $85. It was because I had eaten extra food, and then all of a sudden a piece of barbecue steak appeared in front of me, and I started to chew on the fatty meat. Okay, so that was a interesting dream. Okay, here we go in my house again. That's me. I'm in my house. I'm in myself. My mom, the logical, motherly, protective part. I would say the protective part of me. I see myself as a logical, analytical person, but my mom is more protective. Okay, so the protective part of me realized that I left my daughter, my friendly, happy, childlike side at the timeshare. At the vacation spot. That's what the timeshare means to me, a place of vacation. I just left my happy spot. My motherly side got the phone call, and even though I couldn't hear what they were saying, I had that background knowledge where I already knew what was being said on the phone. And then a voice, and when it was my voice, a voice came through my dream and said, "Why did you leave her?" Which I think is interesting. It's more emphasis. It was me, a disembodied voice, came to my dream parts and said, "Why did you leave her?" So that's even more emphasis for me. And if you have dreams like that where their voices just come through, I really pay attention to that. I'll tell you another interesting, not dream, but premonition I had where I heard a voice. So coming through my dreams. But anyway, let's get back to this one. It was my voice, and it said, why did you leave her? So when I went to the timeshare to get her, there she was in the car. So I'm going to get my happiness back, and my happiness is with me already. So she was there. I go in to pay my bill, pay the fee, pay the piper, and here I end up on a exercise chair, and then I end up being confused and not able to check out of the timeshare. So the exercise theme is carried on because a little family is talking about the extra fees, the extra costs that you have to pay because of exercising. And that ties directly into me thinking, oh, I've got to do all this. I've got to exercise because I'm trying to get in shape again, but I have to exercise and do all this extra stuff in my waking life. And I've been going over in my mind about the costs I have to pay and all the extras. So that's a direct theme. And with me even going to the timeshare and being on the bouncing chair, on the exercise chair, and then seeing the family, those are two direct themes in one dream. So there's an emphasis there. When I get to the front, the family is there, the aunt and the children, and it's interesting, not only because of the exercise theme that was carried over, but because they were actually talking about exercise, talking about, kind of like arguing, you do it, you do it, you do it. So there is a hesitation there with me exercising, and there's a hesitation there with the mother of the children trying to exercise, thinking, oh, it's not important. But there is a cost to it. When I get my bill, there's no cost. When they run the bill again, there is a cost. And the price I had to pay for eating all the fatty meat, all the extra food, was $85. So I pick on little themes like you have to pay the cost to eat. You have to pay the cost, or you're paying for it. You've been eating all this junk food, this fatty meat, and now you're paying for it. And that fits into my theme of how I think during the day. Why did I eat all that junk food? Now I'm really super paying for it, and I really understand that. So that was my fun dream. And it's always interesting when you're getting your happiness back and trying to do other fun things in your life, and your inner self is saying, you can do it. Go for it. Go for it. You can do it. You can make it. So listening to my dream and understanding that, hey, my body's really getting ready to cut out all that extra junk, all the fatty meat. I'm tired of paying the price for it. So All right, I'm going to take a break right now and bring in another dream for you to listen to. So enjoy the music for a little bit, and I'll be right back. Okay, in the last dream, the last two dreams I want to talk about have to do with prophecies. When I was telling you about hearing a voice in a dream, and I had heard the previous dream I just talked about the voice saying, "Why did you leave her in a timeshare?" Well, this particular dream was from a friend who had been away at summer camp, and in her dream she was walking outside and she looked around and it was a beautiful, quiet day, but it was also strange. It was like a surreal experience, and she heard a voice and it said, "Where's Dad?" And so she woke up to find out that her father was hurt, and relatives had told her that. So she heard, it was almost like she considers it like an angel saying, "Where is this person?" So sometimes voices can superimpose through our dreams to give us more emphasis and also to jar us awake. Another dream, a friend of mine's daughter was in a car accident, and about a couple days before the accident, she was dreaming and she saw herself driving, saw herself stopping at a light, saw herself turning, and at that moment a car came, hit her, and knocked her around. So she prayed about the dream, hoping, that nothing bad would happen. Then she went to school, exact same scenario after school. She got in a car driving, and she almost had like a deja vu feeling, like, "I've been here before, this is from my dream." The exact same things happened, but this time, her car was taken away from the whole scene and placed in another part of the accident. So she was actually not injured. If she was a little bit, if her car had landed where it should have landed, she would have been crushed. So very interesting, very interesting. Who knows? I believe that you have premonition dreams so that you can change what is going to happen, change a series of events. My mom had she was not asleep. She heard a voice, had a premonition, daytime vision, and my aunt was leaving. She hugged my aunt goodbye. She was going on the highway, and she heard a voice that said, "This is the last time you'll see her." So after my aunt left, she told me, we both prayed, we bound what was going to happen and prayed that it would be taken away. Well, a couple of hours later, my aunt makes it home. Actually, about 10 hours later, she makes it home, calls us, and she says, "Wow, if I had left any earlier, I would have been in the middle of a huge car accident. It was horrible." And she talked about the I-10 wreck, and I thought, oh gosh, you never know. If you have a feeling or you hear a voice that says something to you and it urges you to pray, to try to change these events, I urge you to do that. Now, if you hear a voice that says, go hurt somebody, if you're hearing negative voices, those are not my premonition voices. If you hear things that are bringing news that's kind of scary, that's the time for you to pray about that, for you to bind that and to combat that, because things can be changed. Nothing is truly set in stone as we know it, or as we would, as human beings would say. I believe everyone has a choice. I believe that the future can be changed. There's no set outcome for us, because we all have free choice. Okay, everyone, I think we are coming towards the end of my podcast. Before I let you go, I wanted to remind you of my email address. Please email me and let me know some dreams, and I can arrange it where I can talk with you, and or we can email back and forth, and we can do some dream interpretations, and might even have you on the show. Okay, you can email me at night_talker@rocketmail.com. That's night, N-I-G-H-T, underscore, talker, T-A-L-K-E-R, at rocketmail.com. And also, if there are any budding musicians out there, or anyone that would like to hit me up on Facebook, I'm still working on my site. I know you heard me say that for a couple of months now, but I'm going to start talking and writing on Facebook and seeing if I can't answer questions about dreams daily on there. Maybe giving a few little hints about your other personalities and your dreams, a few hints about premonitions, or about seeing visions and angels. Also, if you have ever had a dream about seeing lights in the sky, seeing spacecraft or things like that, I would love to hear from you. Either you might want to just write me an email if you don't want anyone else to see you on Facebook writing. Write me an email. Drop me a line. Let me find out. Also, if you want to send me a tape of your music that you do, you can always send that to my Rocket Mail account, and I will take a listen and get in touch with you and see what it would take to have you play your music on my show, maybe for the beginning part or a little bit on the ending part. I think that would be really cool. Okay, everyone, I hope that you are doing great. I hope that you're interpreting your dreams. I hope that you are listening to your inner voice. Without understanding what's going on inside of us, how can you maneuver through your outer world? It's very important that you're listening to your inner self. I believe that we truly know more, or we observe more than our conscious mind really takes in. And it's only during the night, when you can hear the talkings of your heart, that you're going to understand and assimilate all the information, all those little pieces of the puzzle that you were not able to see using your conscious mind. See or understand using your conscious mind. All right, as always, I'm wishing you good dreams and happy thoughts and understanding. This is R.D. Pierce, and I am the Dream Whisperer. And you have been listening to another episode of Night Talker. All right, sweet dreams, everybody.